One for Maria. Father, we'll continue today with St. Ignatius's rules for discerning. So you remember we focus especially on spiritual consolation and spiritual desolation. And primarily, we are focused on how to handle spiritual desolation. Spiritual desolation is the hard part of the spiritual life.
当然在灵修生活里，神枯是一个比较棘手的问题。
And as we already reflected in rule number 5, we don't want to change our spiritual plans in times of spiritual desolation.
就像昨天在第五条，规则第五条里我们谈到的，当你在神枯的时候，方法之一就是最好不要改变你在神位的时候所做的灵修计划。
I'm not sure if that's picking you up. Maybe need to talk a little bit closer. There you go. So we
后边你们可以听到吗？后边。
Okay. So we don't change our external activities in times of spiritual desolation, but we can respond internally.
因为我们不能改变我们在神枯时的外在的环境，但是我们能够改变在神枯时我们内在的心境。
And that's what rule number 6 is about. In rule number 6, St. Ignatius teaches us about how to change internally to respond to spiritual desolation.
所以在第六，在规则的第六条里面，伊纳爵就教导我们怎么样在神枯的时候，我们改变我们内在对神枯的回应。
St. Ignatius gives us 4 different things to do internally when we are in spiritual desolation.
圣依纳爵给了我们在神枯时的就几个就叫什么帮助也好，就像指南也好，有四点。
Maybe you could just read number 6.
Mm-hmm. 我现在给大家读一读哈，应该咱们那个 PPT 上面也有，在第六条就是319的那个第六条规则，在神枯时，固然不可改变既定的志向，但为攻击神枯，努力加强改善自己，却大有益处。例如，加增祈祷、默想。多反省自己，并用适当的方法多做些苦功。
And so Ignatius lists 4 different internal responses: prayer, meditation, much examination, and penance.
这就是伊纳爵就提到的刚才我们念的这四种方法：祈祷、默想。翻译跟这英语好像有点不太对应。 以吧，就可以。祈祷、默想、反省和增加一些苦功，或者是其实这个里边就是一种适当方式的悔改。
When Ignatius says prayer in this setting, he means simple prayer of petition.
这个时候呢，我们所做的祈祷是一种很简单方式的一种祈求。
When we are in spiritual desolation, we can simply ask God for help.
我们在神哭的时候，我们可以简简单单就向天主说：“天主，求你帮助我。”
This doesn't need to be complicated. Just, God, please help me.
不需要你做一个复杂的祷词。也就是简简单跟天主说，天主，请你帮助我。
So that's the first internal response. Just ask God for help.
这就是我们需要做的，第一个我们说内在的回应，就是求天主的帮助。
Ignatius gives us a second response, which is meditation.
那第二个就是伊纳爵教导我们的，就是在默想。
When Ignatius says meditation here, he means reflecting on who God is.
这个默想意味着什么呢？在这个过程，我们去想天主是谁。
We can praise him for his attributes of goodness and mercy.
我们可以就赞美天主的美善和天主的慈善。
We can remember the things that we said in the past days about trusting in his providence.
也就我们可以就是去回忆或是记起天主对我们的眷顾，尤其是在你过去的时光内。
It is good to remember that God works all things to the good.
这个就是需要我们记得，天主所做的所有的一切都是好的。
All of these simple points of meditation can be very helpful for us to resist desolation.
对我们来说是一种有效的方式呢，就是在这种情况下，我们可以有效的和神哭对抗。
The third practice that Ignatius offers us is much examination.
在第三个伊纳爵教导我们的，就是你更多的去检视自己。
This means that we need to look and see whether we are the cause of the desolation in some way.
就是你去看看我们自己是什么原因导致我们的神哭。
So this is an examination of our conscience, looking to see whether we have abandoned our spiritual practices or sinned in some other way.
那这种方式呢，就是教给我们去看，我们是否是放弃了，灵修的实践和操练，还是因为我们有什么罪过导致的原因。
Our God is a loving God, and so when we start going the wrong way, He wants to put up some roadblock to redirect us.
当然，天主永远都是慈爱的天主。当我们走了相反的路的时候，那天主呢，还愿意给我们时间，重新的让我们找到原有的方向。
And then the last practice that St. Ignatius recommends is some penance.
最后一点，伊纳爵教导我们的，就是我们多做一些叫类似叫补赎的功夫。
St. Ignatius is not talking about something very serious here, but just a little penance.
在这里谈到的，不是说你要做特别的严厉的、克己的功夫。
For example, during our meditation, if we have the If we experience desolation and we want to stop meditation early, then a suitable penance would be to stay an extra 2 minutes beyond our original time.
那这个所谓的刻苦是什么呢? 比如说我们在祈祷的时候, 可能你认为, 我就不想待这么长时间, 我就想走, 但这个刻苦呢, 就是说, 我就要停下来, 就比你原来, 比如原来你可以待5分钟, 那我这次就要待10分钟, 其实这个就算一个刻苦的方式之一。
Or perhaps we have a practice of fasting until 5 o'clock, and we are tempted because of desolation to quit early. Then we can make a decision to fast until 5:05.
Fast.
Not eat.
So
when Ignatius talks about a suitable penance, he means just something small to stretch us a little farther.
这个是适当的补赎的话是什么意思呢? 就是说你这个补赎的方法可以交给你你比如原来你只是在这样一个点上就在这一个点上你稍微有一些延长就比如说无论我们做行的善事尤其就是刚才比如说祈祷
Maybe you have experienced that here. 6 o'clock meditation might seem early.
比如说咱们在这儿啊，我们说六点钟早晨做默想的话，可能你认为这个时间有点早。
And maybe you have a little bit of desolation, and you want to skip meditation and just come for Mass.
那如果你是在神哭的状态的话，你可能就想算了，我这默想我不参加了，我就直接参加弥撒就好了。But
we remember rule number 5, not to change our spiritual plan in a time of spiritual desolation.
大家就是要记得在规则的第五条里面就提到了，如果你是在神哭的状态的话，一定不要改变你在神位时。
And then you can resist the desolation with rule number 6 by saying a little prayer for God's help. And then remember that He is Almighty and He can work everything for the good.
我们要记得天主是全能的，他可以做任何对我们有好处的事情。You
can reflect on whether you had some responsibility for this desolation.
我们也可以就是告诉自己，就说在神哭的状态，我们自己是有责任的。Maybe
you stayed up too late last night, and that's why you feel tired and desolate this morning.
你比如说，假如这是神父举一个例子说，你今天早晨觉得可能，哎呀，这个就是那种感觉，就是很累，或者是很疲倦，那可能就是因为你昨天晚上熬夜熬得太晚了。
And then you can make a little penance by going early to your meditation, 5 minutes.
所以这个我们说做的这个适当的补赎是什么呢? 那你为了能够及时的参加默想, 那你可以早一点休息吗? 也就是说,每次默想我不是6点钟开始吗? 你早一点提前5分钟到堂里, 这就是我们做的适当的补赎,或者适当的刻苦。
So it's just a little example of applying rule number 6 to resist spiritual desolation.
这是神父给我们的一个小小的例子，就是说你用什么样的方法去抵制或是说对抗神哭的这个状态。
Let's look at rule number 7.
那我们看看规则的第七条。
修女们，你们念一下，这样大家可能更清晰一些。等我一下。第七条，字小吗？
第七条规则。在神哭时，当想，这是天主考验我，让我用本性的力量抵抗仇敌的各种诱惑。因为我虽然不能明显地感觉出来，其实常有天主的助佑，使我能抵抗诱惑。原来天主收回去的，只是炽热的热火、高度的爱情和强有力的圣宠，但为得救所需要的足够圣宠是常留给人的。
In rule number 7, St. Ignatius recognizes how much desolation stretches us.
圣依纳爵在第七条里边就教导我们说，当我们在神哭的时候，我们的确感到是，就是让我们很分心走意的，我们就好像就是被那种撕裂的那种挣扎一样。
We like it when we have great fervor and great love and intense grace.
我们希望的什么呢？就是那种比较强烈的那种感觉。我们说那种爱呀，被天主的爱、天主的恩宠啊，以及是那种能够感觉到的那种爱。
When we feel all of that grace, we feel like we can do anything.
当我们能感觉到恩宠的存在的时候，我们以为我们可。我们就认为我们什么都能做。
But even when we don't feel all of that grace, God always gives us as much as we need.
就尽管我们感觉不到，就是这种强烈的恩宠存在的时候，但天主给我们的恩宠依然够我们用的。
He will give us the grace that we need to persevere in our vocation.
那天主给我们的恩宠呢，就是在为了我们坚持我们的圣召是足够的。
And he gives us the grace that we need to persevere in our spiritual practices.
那天主给我们在我们灵修的操练上的恩宠也是足够的。
We might feel like we can barely make it. Like we can barely succeed.
那有时候我这些对我们来说，对我们就已经足够了。但有时候我们可能会认为这是我自己努力来的。
Sometimes we go to our meditation, and a half an hour seems like an eternity.
我们半个小时的默想，就感觉这个时间就像永恒一样，这时间怎么不动呢？
But it's amazing when we go and we persevere and we make it. We succeed.
当我们就是你就这么坚持的时候，那最后我们真的还能够达到目的。
Yesterday at lunchtime, just before our class in the afternoon, I suddenly felt very exhausted and a little bit sick.
昨天就是在晚午饭的时候，然后就是我们下课之后啊，神父突然间感觉就是非常疲惫，然后感觉就是自己就要病了似的。
It was very strange because there wasn't any reason I should feel exhausted or sick.
自己就觉得就是蛮奇怪的，就觉得没有任何的原因让自己感觉那么疲惫或
同时呢也感觉是就是那种有病的感觉啊，就是那种有一种病态。
That could have been a natural desolation, but then I was also starting to think, well, maybe we could just cancel class in the afternoon.
然后神父就觉得啊，这可能就是一种就是本能的或者叫本性的这种就叫干枯。所以他那个时候自己想什么呢？哎呀，他看看说今天下午要不然就不上课了，这是昨天就是中午午饭之后。
And that's where it becomes a spiritual desolation. This is part of the spiritual exercise, part of my ministry.
所以这就是说在我们灵性的干枯上的有时候也会有这种类似的现象。那这个过程呢就是帮助我们你去思考说我的牧灵的工作是什么呢，就是这个呢就是非常有助于当我们在牧灵工作的实践中你有的这样一个状态。
Fortunately, I am good at applying rule number 5 and I persevered.
这个呢对神父自己来说就是非常幸运的是他自己有一直在记着圣依纳爵在神操的在这个规则的第五条里面提到的，说当你感觉在干枯的这种状态的时候，你一定不要改变你在神位时所做的灵修的计划。
But it wasn't until we had such a beautiful meeting together yesterday that I realized what had happened over lunch.
所以这个呢就是帮助他自己去回忆说我们在一起的时光是那么美好。
The enemy really did not want us to have that meeting yesterday afternoon.
所以呢这就是说我们说魔鬼就是利用这种方法，因为你们那么美好嘛，所以呢他就想办法不让我们再有这样一个这个美好时光的过程。
I admit that I was not aware enough of what was happening.
所以神父自己就觉得我终于意识到了为什么会是这个样子。
If I had been more aware, I would have vigorously applied rule number 6.
那如果就是我们再进一步的认识到这种情况的话，可能就是说我们在第六条里边圣依纳爵教给我们的就可以就适用在他身上。
And I would have found strength in rule number 7, knowing that God would give me enough to persevere.
因为在规则的第七条里边提到天主给我们能够坚持下去，就是有这样一个恒心的恩宠足够了，是足够的。
So it is good for us to make an act of faith that God always gives us enough strength to carry through with our spiritual practice.
也就是让我们有信心去认识到天主给我们的恩宠，在我们操练我们的灵性在我们的灵性操练中是足够的。
And we can also be confident
天主给我们的力量也是足够的。
And we can also be confident that God wants to strengthen us through this trial.
那我们也就是有信心的让自己知道天主就是透过这样的考验他借以来坚固我们。
When we have to depend more actively on him, it's good for our faith.
那当我们就是很积极的主动的去依赖在天主去信赖天主的话，那我们的信仰也就得到了坚固。
And so even though in desolation it seems like God is far away from us,
尽管我们说在神枯的时候你觉得天主离我们很远，
we can make the act of faith that he is really close to us and he is going to give us what we need.
那信德告诉我们天主就在我们身边，他会给我们我们所需要的。
As we discussed yesterday, Mother Teresa lived constantly clinging to God's grace like this.
那就像我们昨天谈到的这印度德勒萨修女一样，她在任何的时候她都依赖天主的恩宠。
We can take a look at rule number seven. Rule number seven is really about faith, and rule number eight is about hope.
在规则的第七条里边，几乎谈到就是我们对天主的信赖。在规则的第八条里边谈到的就是我们的或是希望，或者是叫望德。是望德在我们神呼中。在做。
And to read rule eight.
Rule eight is very short.
Yes.
第八条，在神窟中，应多致力忍耐，因为忍耐正与所遭遇的扰乱相反。又该想，倘若肯用第六条规则所说的攻打神窟的方法，不久便会得到神位。
In rule number eight, we recognize that consolation has almost arrived.
在第八条里边就告诉我们，那神位很快就到我来到我们身上。
When we are in desolation, it always seems like we have always been in desolation, and we will always be in desolation.
当我们在神窟的时候，就是很容易感受到，哎呀，我就一直就在这种状态了。然后呢，自己呢就把自己就好像被这个神窟的状态所困惑，就困住了。
But the reality is that we have not always been in desolation, and Ignatius encourages us to remember that consolation has almost arrived.
这个就是鼓励我们，我们不会一直都在神窟的状态，像伊纳爵鼓励我们的一样。他说我们的神位很快就来了。
And that's the amazing thing, that even when we are in desolation, it can suddenly disappear, just like a change in the weather, and consolation has arrived.
奇妙的是什么呢？虽然我们在神窟的状态呢，那可能这个神位的状态突然间就来到了，就像这个天气的变化一样。
Think about waiting for the bus.
大家想想看，你在等公交车的时候。
I had this experience the last time I was in China with Sister Joanna. We were waiting for the bus.
去年的时候
，last year.
Yes.
我是忘了神父，我们去哪里？哎呀，等公交车的时候，等了好长时间都不来。
And think of the difference when you know that the bus is coming, it's no problem, you can wait. If you're not sure whether it's coming, it's much harder to wait.
大家就想想看这种情况啊，如果你在等公交车的时候，你等，你就确认说这个车肯定会来，你这种状况下的等待和你就在这儿等，这个车来不来根本就不知道，这两个感觉是不一样的。
Sister Joanna and I were waiting for a bus later in the evening, and we weren't sure if the bus was coming.
因为我们等得很晚了，就不太确定说这个车还有没有啊。
Then it's very difficult to wait.
所以在这种状态，你要等的话，就觉得比较艰辛一些啊，因为你不知道车有还是没有，因为北京这儿的车，过一段时间哪个车说就没了，这个我们也不知道。
But then we walked to a different bus stop.And even though the bus wasn't going to come for a little while, it was no problem to wait.
So, 然后呢，我们不得不去另外一个这个公交站，因为就确定那个车，肯定没取消。
And this is how it is with consolation as well. We need to be convinced that the consolation is coming.
所以这个状态就是告诉我们什么？这个情形就是告诉我们，这个例子告诉我们什么呢？就是我们在神窟中的时候。你说这个神位是肯定会来，那只不过是需要时间去等待，也可能会突然间就来了。
God will not leave us waiting forever.
也就是说，天主不会让我们一直等待下去。
Now let's look at rule number nine.
我们看看第九条。
Rule number 9 takes us back to Sister's question from yesterday about the reasons for desolation.
这个第九条呢，就是几乎就是我们昨天修女不是提到了一些问题吗？就是问导致神枯的原因。那今天正好就是这第九条里边就谈到了这些。
She asked whether desolation can come from God to strengthen us.
那就说神枯会不会是来自天主？目的是为了考验我们。
And desolation is always caused by the evil spirit, but God does allow it for a good purpose.
那当然我们说神枯永远都来自恶魔，但是是天主允许它为了我们的好处才发生的。
Many times we think that desolation is our own fault.
有时候我们会认为神枯是我们的过错，是因为我们的过错导致的。
And sometimes that's true.
有时候是的确是这个样子，的确如此。
But desolation is not only because we are sinners.
神枯不是因为我们是罪人导致的。
And even if we become more holy, we will still experience desolation.
有可能我们会变得越来越圣善，但是我们也会经历神枯。
And so it helps to remember that there's no shame in being in desolation.
这就告诉我们什么？当我们在神枯状态的时候，你不必感到害羞。
We don't need to be ashamed that we are in desolation.
所以你根本不需要有这种就是羞愧的感觉。
But rather, we need to make a decision about how to respond to it.
那积极的应该是怎么做呢？就是在神枯的时候，我们有积极的回应。
So Ignatius provides 3 different reasons why we can experience spiritual desolation.
圣依纳爵就提供了我们三个导致神枯的原因。
And it helps us to have some idea of why things are happening.
这会帮助我们去思考为什么神枯会出现。
You can think of going to the doctor and how much it helps to have a diagnosis for what's wrong with us.
我们可以去想象啊，当我们身体不好的时候，我们去看医生，那医生是给我们怎么诊断的？
Even the person who is diagnosed with a terminal illness in some way feels better to know what's wrong with them.
尽管有些人可能就是在他得了这个叫不治之症，在大夫那儿被诊断为不治之症之后，但是也不见得他感觉是极端的绝望。
And so just knowing some reason for desolation can help us to handle it with more peace.
这个道理告诉我们，就是当如果我们知道是什么原因导致我们神枯的时候，它会有益于我们去掌控或者是解决神枯，或是对抗，我们叫对抗神枯。
So let's look at the reasons that Ignatius gives for spiritual desolation.
那我们现在就看看圣依纳爵给我们的导致神枯的原因之一。
我现在我念什么来回这样好了。第一是因为我们在行神操时冷淡疏懒，神位便离弃了我们。第二是天主愿意考验我们，看他是不赏，是看他不赏丰富恩宠及神位时，我们究竟有何价值，在侍奉赞美天主上能进步多少。第三是使我们认清并深深觉悟，获得及保存虔诚热爱
热泪和其他神位并不是我们的能力，而是天主的恩赐和圣宠。这样我们方不至自满自信，以盗取天主的恩宠而自豪。
The first reason that St. Ignatius gives is because there is something, it is due to something we are doing.
第一个是，是因为我们应该的责任，我们没有去做。
He's saying that we were lazy and negligent, and so desolation has departed because of that.
我们说这个神哭呢，就是从什么来的呢？那就是我们的懒惰，我们的那种懈怠。
That's only one of the three reasons.
当然这是三个原因之一。
And that's why in rule number six, Ignatius encouraged us to make some examination to understand, is that why the desolation is happening?
那这就是说，为什么在第六条里，圣伊纳爵就是提醒我们，我们去查考自己的行为。
To give you an example, I want to tell you about a businessman who used to pray for a half an hour every day during lunch.
神父给大家一个例子，就说这个商人们，在午饭
before lunch,
during the lunch break,
就是在晚午饭休息的时候，他们会用半个小时祈祷。
One day, his friends asked him if he wanted to go out to lunch, and so he had to skip his prayer time.
有一天呢，有个人就是邀请这个商人说去外边吃饭吧，说等于这个半个小时的祈祷，你就可以，这不就跳过去了吗？
And then the next day, he was very busy, and so he decided to work through his lunch break.
那他第二天的时候呢，因为太忙了。就他用他每天这半个小时的时间祈祷的时间呢，就用来工作了。
And the next day he was feeling very tired, and so he decided to just stay and relax during his lunch break.
那他第二天就感觉到非常疲惫，那他就想，那干脆说在这个午饭后的那个休息时间，我就休息好了。
And then the day after that,He asked his friends if they wanted to go out and have lunch together.
那后来呢，他就邀请他的朋友说，我们一起外边吃饭去吧。
And he started to notice that his behavior was becoming, he was going back to his old ways a little bit more.
然后他发现他自己的生活方式就是越来越像他过去的时候了。
And he started to feel down and distant from God.
他开始就感觉到自己就是越来越就是趋于走下坡路了，离天主越来越远了。
And when he finally realized that things were going in a bad direction, he started to look at his life.
那他意识到他已经走错了方向之后，那他就开始反省他的生活。
And he realized that he had started to change his plans.
因为他开始就意识到了，他已经开始改变了他的计划。
And he realized that the desolation he was experiencing was because he had drifted away from his spiritual plans.
因为神哭的来到，就是因为他从他的灵修的操练里边退出去了。
So he decided to.Make a firm decision to return to his spiritual practice.
那开始他就做一个非常坚定的决定，他要回到他原来的这样一个灵性的操练上。
He still experienced a little bit of difficulty, but gradually it started to lift the desolation started to lift.
他经历了这样一段时间的考验之后，也就努力回到他原来的神修操练上，慢慢的，这个神库就离开他了。
So we can see a desolation that was caused by his own laziness and drifting from his spiritual practice.
所以我们就可以看到，神库有时候就是来自于一个人的懒惰和你离开了祈祷的生活。
St. Ignatius gives two other reasons for spiritual desolation.
伊纳爵又给了我们另外的两个其他的原因，导致神枯的另外的两个其他原因。
And the first is, to test us and make us stronger.The first of the two reasons. Yeah, actually the second.
This one?
No.
This one?
Yeah. To test us and make us stronger.
Okay. 第二点呢，就是天主考验我们，考验我们为的是让我们变得更坚强。
God wants to test our motives and determine whether we are following Him and praying for our own sake or for His sake.
天主考验我们的，查考我们的动机，那看看我们是为了自己的好处，还是为了爱天主的好处的原因。
Do we have real love for Him, or do we only love Him because of what we get from Him?
是因为我们爱他呢，还是因为他给了我们什么，我们才爱他？
As long as everything is easy, it's easy to praise God.
这些事情如果说你变得越来越看得轻松的话，或者是说呢越来越容易的话，那你就越来越容易赞美天主。
But when things get harder, will we still praise Him? Will we still love Him?
当你这个事情变得困难的时候，你仍然爱天主，仍然赞美他。
And so God takes away that feeling of consolation in order to test our motives.
天主把我们感到神位的感觉拿掉，那他就是为了查考我们的动机。
We always have mixed motives and we need purification.
也就是我们的动机是比较混合的，所以我们需要被净化。
And God loves us enough to help us with that purification when we're ready.
当因为天主爱我们，所以当我们准备好的时候，那天主就用这种方式来净化我们。
The Beatitude says, Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God.
就像《真福八端》里所提到的，心灵洁净的人是有福的，因为他们将看到天主。
So sometimes God allows desolation in order to purify our hearts.
所以说当神枯在我们身上出现的时候，天主也是借着这种方式来净化我们的心灵。
And the last reason that St. Ignatius gives for spiritual desolation is to keep us humble.
那第三个呢？第三个原因，导致神枯的第三个原因就是让我们借着神枯，让我们学得谦逊。
Spiritual desolation helps us to realize that everything does not depend on us.
这一点就是教给我们，所有的事情并不是在于我们。
Sometimes we have the illusion that if we pray a certain way, say certain words, do certain things, then we are guaranteed of spiritual consolation.
那有时候我们存有一种幻想，那就是什么呢？我这样祈祷了， 我做了什么事情了，或者是怎么怎么样，那我这个理所当然的就应该得到神位。
But that would be a magical formula, not a relationship.
这可能就是一种我们说想象的像变魔术一样的这种公式，但这不是在关系中。
And God is not a mechanical process that if we push this button and turn this switch, that we get consolation out the other side.
那这个天主和我们的关系，在就是给我们神位的时候呢，它不是像我们做数学公式像机械一样，说你按这个按钮，什么东西就出来了，不是这样的一个方式。
So in times of desolation, we realize.This is a real relationship that we have with God, and He is also free.
Okay, can you repeat the whole sentence again about the last part?
In desolation, we realize that this is a real relationship that we have with God. In a relationship, it's both people are free.
Okay.
就是在神枯状态的时候。我们也意识到我们和天主之间的这个关系，那这个关系意味着什么呢？双方都是自由的。
God is not required to give us anything.
天主不会被我们的要求所胁迫。
Everything that he gives us, he gives us freely.
所有他给我们所有的东西都是他自由的给我们的，而不是说你要天主，你必须把这个给我。就是天主不会被人这样胁迫。
We spoke the other day about how we are like little children in prayer.
我们几天前的时候就谈到了，我们祈祷的时候就像小孩子一样。
Little children also have the idea that they can get certain things from their parents.
就像小孩可以从父母那儿得到一些东西。或是某些东西。
If they ask in a certain way, or they cry loudly enough, or they do the right thing, they think that they will get what they want.
那有时候小孩就觉得我得使劲哭，啊，这种方法呢，可能我要的东西父母就给了。
And one of the ways that parents demonstrate their love for their children is by not giving them what they want all the time.
但是父母表现出来的爱呢？不是说他想要什么就给他什么。
So when we experience desolation for this reason, we can see that it's really part of God's love for us.
当我们经历神枯的时候，这也恰恰是就像我们讲的刚才父母爱孩子一样，这也是爱天主爱我们的。
This desolation
爱我们方式的一部分。
This desolation is also a blessing. It comes from God knowing us and knowing what we need.
我们说神枯呢，就是天主爱我们的一部分，因为他知道我们需要什么。
Maybe it's a good time for a break.
Okay, good. 我们休息15分钟。